that's considered the asiyas haminim. That's considered, it has to be made bidei adam. Even though it's a natural item that grows on a tree, and theoretically the lulav could fall off of the tree by itself, and the hadas and obviously theoretically if the wind blows it can fall off, if it can get detached from the ground by itself. So that's not called the asiya, the detaching it from the tree. The asiya is when you tie it together. That's what the Gemara puts together, Rav Yehuda Shita, that he holds lulav tzarech eged. So he holds a discussion in the Gemara, maybe it's tasav lan min asiya, maybe it has to have asiya l'shma. All discussion, and if a woman ties up the lulav, the woman makes the eged, be deyado. Even though it's a natural item that grows on a tree, and theoretically the lulav could fall off of the tree by itself, and the hadas and obviously theoretically if the wind blows it can fall off, if it can get detached from the ground by itself. So that's not called the asiya, the detaching it from the tree. The asiya is when you tie it together. That's what the Gemara puts together, Rav Yehuda Shita, that he holds lulav tzarech eged. So he holds a discussion in the Gemara, maybe it's tasav lan min asiya, maybe it has to have asiya l'shma. All discussion, and if a woman ties up the lulav, the woman makes the eged. So Rabbi Netanya Gittin Daf Mem Hemebei says that it's no good because the eged has to be an asiya with a mechuyah bedover. If ain't a mechuyah bedover, makes the asiya pasav. Laloch, it's not relevant. We pass the lulav ain't a tzarech eged. The whole eged is only lachatchil mishum tasav lan min asiya. So what are you going to say? The Rabbi Netanya meant to say if a woman is going to tie the eged, you're not yetzit. You're not yotze the lachatchila of zekeli aveyum. How can you say you're not yotze the lachatchila of zekeli aveyum? Rabbi Netam is sukkah is going shaloi kalacha. Tosis in Gittin, Tosis in Gittin, and Mem and Beis, but they quote Rabbi Netam that if an isha does the eged, it's possible. That's a libra abuda. That's how the achrenim say. According to abuda, that lulav tzarech eged. If you didn't do an eged, it's possible. Rabbi Netam holds the eged has to be done by a one who is the eshna b'toras. If an isha will tie it, like a nochri will tie the eged together, so it won't be considered a kosher asiya. This is Rav Yehuda's shita that lulav hadas maravas needs asiya. We paskin don't need asiya. We paskin just like the esrig doesn't require any asiya. So the lulav hadas maravas also do not require any asiya. Anyway, there's a machlekes hatanai where the lulav tzarech eged, the lulav ain't tzarech eged. So the Gemara says, why do you say? Why does Rabbi Loza say the name Raboshia? Anu en lanu ela tefillin. Why is it only one hechatim tzarech tefillin? Why don't you have the same by the dalet minim? The basis of the dalet minim state mechumish, the details are only known through the Torah Shel Baal Peh, that you need three hadasim and two aravos, exactly one lulav. Everything is only developed through the Torah Shel Baal Peh. V'yesh bo lehoistif, if you'll add on some more minim, im hoistif gareiv. By lulav, the same thing applies. So the Gemara says, it depends. My svirulam, what do you hold? Is svirulam the lulav ein tzarech eged? If the way we pass in Laloch, like the Chacham and the Rabbi, the lulav does not have to be tied up together. So the Gemara says, "Hailuchu dikoy v'hailuchu dikoy." What does that mean? So Tosis learns Parshat Pshat that there is no Bal Tosif. There is no violation of Bal Tosif. You only violate Bal Tosif if you. This is a basic issue over here. This Tosis on our daf on Peichesim and based on the opinion, based on this Gemara, one is only a violation of Bal Tosif if you fulfill a mitzvah deraisa behoi sofer. If you do a mitzvah deraisa behoi sofer. But let's say a person adds on a 614th mitzvah. In addition to all the 613 mitzvahs, he has another mitzvah. He stands on his head every Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock, between 2 o'clock and 2:15. A religious act, a mitzvah. So that's an avera, a baltaisa. If he says he heard from the doctors that it's healthy, it's good for blood circulation, and they recommend everybody should do it. So he's doing a mitzvah, and Nishmat Meyodin Am said, we have to do things that are healthy, okay? Like some people go jogging, and some people do push-ups, and whatever. He wants to be healthy, so that's Taka Mitzvah. But if he's not doing it L'Shem health, he's just doing it L'Shem ritual. So is that a violation of Bal Tosif or not? So the Gemara said, the Pharisee that it's Bal Tosif, but the Shad is not a Bal Tosif Deraisa, is that only Bal Tosif Derabbana? So our Tosif claims that's only Bal Tosif Derabbana. Bal Tosif Deraisa is only if you do a mitzvah deraisa v'hoi sofer, a person wears tefillin with five parshias. A person has a lulav with five minim. He has roses added on. A person, he has tzitzis with chutei tzitzis in five corners. Instead of four corners of the beged, instead of putting one tzitz in each one of the four corners, he puts in two tzitzis in each one of, in one of the corners. So he has hita l'motelis. He added on an extra tzitz in the beged, so that's a violation of Bal Tosif, why he's performing, he's fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa, v'hoi sofer. But if you add on yesh miyayin, the 613th, 614th mitzvah, so then Tosif says that's only a Bal Tosif derabbanan. It wouldn't be a Bal Tosif deraisa. So that's the way they read this Gemara. Hai luchu dekoi, How do they know that there's a Baal Tosef Midrabbanan? There's up that there's a Baal Tosef Midrabbanan. So Tosef quotes a Gemara in Sukkah. But the Gemara says in Sukkah that if a person has the rule of Hadas Marabis in the Esro, he shouldn't add on any additional meaning. So the Gemara said, Pshita, is that Baal Tosef? What do you need a Braise? You never heard of Baal Tosef. So the Gemara says, Ma'u detayne, if you all like the Chachamim Dirab Yudah, the Lulav Eimit Tzarech Heged, so he's just holding it in his hand, it's not tied together. So one might have thought, it's not, the Hoysofa is not Mitzurif to the Ike Mitzvah. So one might have thought, since it's Ha'iluch Hudikoi, Ha'iluch Hudikoi, he's not in violation of Baal Tosef. So Kamash Malon, the Braise and Sukkah, despite the fact that it's Ha'iluch Hudikoi, Ha'iluch Hudikoi, he's still in violation of Baal Tosef. I don't, Unza Gemar State Farker, that if you hold Lulav, Ein Tzarech Eged, Ha'iluch Hudikoi, Ha'iluch Hudikoi, so there's no Baal Tosef. So Taisa says, you're right, there's no Baal Tosef in Atar, but there is Baal Tosef in the Rabbah. That's what our Taisa writes. The Taisa in Erevin and other in Sukkah, Taisa writes Fakir. Taisa there holds that that's not true. That if a person does a 614th mitzvah, that would constitute a Baal Tosef in Atar. And when our Gemara says, Ha'iluch Hudikoi, Ha'iluch Hudikoi, the Gemara didn't mean to knock down that there's no Baal Tosef in Atar. The Gemara just said, Zaka Mamre is not Chayiv. Zaka Mamre is only Chayiv if he tells the Balabatim, he passes to the Balabatim, they should add on, they should do a Haysofa to the mitzvah deraisa, and the Haysofa that he adds on is Mekalko of the whole mitzvah. It's Megarev, in Haysof Gareya. But if the Zakamami passes for the Balabatim, they should do a Haysofa, and the Haysofa causes them to violate Baal Tosef, but it doesn't Mekalko, it's not in Haysof Gareya. So then the Gemara says, if it's not in Haysof Gareya, so then he's not Chai Nisim in time Zakamami. So what's a Hechetimtze where you are in violation of Baal Tosef and Atara? But it's not Migareya, Hoysif Logireya. So the Gemara says, if it's a case of Ha'iluch Hudikoi, Ha'iluch Hudikoi, then you say, Hoysif Loigora. He's not Mekalkal the Mitzvah Deraisa, he's Yotze the Mitzvah Deraisa, and he's also in violation of Baal Tosef at the same time. That's how the other Tosef holds. It's a fundamental machloikus in Rishonim. And when you look in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Tefillin, Rebbe Kivega quotes, it's a machloikus Achronim, and he shows this machloikus Achronim is really rooted, it's a machloikus Rishonim. I think in Shulchan Aruch, it's Machlokes Taz and Magen Avram. Rabbi Kivega shows that the Taz and the Magen Avram have a Machlokes of the 2 days in Taisa disagree. And the Gemara says, Ha'iluch Hudikoi, because the Gemara says in the last paragraph in Erevin, a person puts on two Shol Yads and two Shol Roshes at the same time, the same mitzvah. He has in mind to be Yotzei Shol Yad with both, and Shol Rosh with both. So the Gemara says that that's a violation of Baal Tosef. So the Rishonim ask Kakasha, how can it be Baal Tosef? But the two are not connected. The Shal Yad is not touching the other Shal Yad. The two Shal Roshan are not connected. Why don't you say Ha'iluch Hudikoi v'Ha'iluch Hudikoi? So half of the Achrenim answer, you're right. It's only about Tosef and the Rabbanim. That's what our Tosef says in our Daf. It's only about Tosef and the Rabbanim. The other Achrenim say, no, it's about Tosef deraisa. And the only line in the Gemara, Ha'iluch Hudikoi, the Gemara says that it's only relevant for the Chiyav Nisav Dizok and Mamre. If Ha'iluch Hudikoi, so it's not in Hosef Garei. It's not in the Kalkal, the Chiyav Mamitzam. That's a machlokes, a rishonim and a machlokes achronim. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik said that his father thought, Moshe Soloveitchik thought that more correct is that it is Baal Tosef deraisa. More correct. Moshe had machlokes a rishonim. He was liba noita. He thought like the Ramban. Ramban Achumish says, if you invent the 614th mitzvah, his borah, he holds that is Baal Tosef deraisa. That the definition of Baal Tosef doesn't only mean if you fulfill the mitzvah deraisa behoisof. If you add on a 614th mitzvah, it's also a violation of Baal Tosef. This is a machlek, it's Rashi in the Ramban. Gemara by Purim, and Daf Yudalit says, Lo pichzu klum, lo hosifu klum, there were memches nadiyim, mishev and nadiyis, amda lahem lisof, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, until the days of Nes Purim, lo pichzu klum, lo hosifu klum, until it came to Purim, and then they wanted to institute Purim as a whole world war, if they're allowed to, Hashem Matsu, Mikra, Dorish, Vidosh, until they dash up in the Hamid. So what was the problem? What was the issue of Purim? So the Ramban and the Ritva in his Talmidim, they all say it was an issue of Baal Tosef. To invent the 614th mitzvah is a Shaila Baal Tosef. Rashi disagrees. Rashi Afanot, in Megillah Daf Yudalit says, it's not a question of Baal Tosef. There's no Baal Tosef deraisa, Ha'iluch Hudikoi, Ha'iluch Hudikoi. You're not fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa deraisa, you're inventing a 614th mitzvah. The Rashi says Chanukah was no problem. Chanukah was later. The Rashi says Chanukah was banned by Shem. Rashi says Chanukah was not a problem. The Bezin has a right to add on a mitzvah of the Rabbanim. Purim was a different problem. They were Nevi'im. So the Nevi'im are telling us a din that's binding the Doris. That's a violation of Ein Novi Shalacharish Dov Meyata. And Novi can tell you a Hira, sure, that temporarily you should stand on your head, you should invest in AT&T, you should smoke a cigar on Shabbos. Whatever the Novi says, you have to listen to a Hira, sure. But if the Novi tells me, Mikana Lahabur, there's an obligation to hear Mikra Megillah every single year, Liyoy Mavoy. But that's a violation of the Din. Eila HaMitzvah Shein Novi Shalacharish Dov Meyata. That's how Rashi learns. On the Gemara, Rashi learns it wasn't an issue of Baal Tosef. The Ramban HaChumash says Baal Tosef, and the Ritzvah Megillah says Baal Tosef, like the Ramban. The Sfasemis quotes the Ramban. Also says Baal Tosef on Megillah Daf Yadal. But Rashi does not learn like that. So this is the Machlokes of Rishayim. Is there an issue of Baal Tosef if you invent a new mitzvah, Yesh Meyayin? Or do you say, no, Baal Tosef is only a problem if you're fulfilling a mitzvah deraisa, behoy sofa. You're adding on to a mitzvah deraisa. If you're not adding on to a mitzvah deraisa, maybe it's only about Tosef in the Rabban. That's the Machlokes of Rishayim. One goes by you're adding on to the tzitzis, and when you invent a new mitzvah. Right. The Rambam sounds like those like the Rambam, that's right. Once in singular, once in a plural, yeah. That's what some say. When it says, Beloshen Rabbi Mislucholechad Viechot, like Shivashivus Tispalach in the singular sphere of Pliya Bebezdin. When it's Fartem Lachem, Shetay Sphere Lucholechad Viechot. So here also, whenever something appears in the singular and the plural, so the Vilna Gaon points out from that Gemara by Sphere Simer, the one that appears in the singular speaking to Bezdin, the one that appears in the plural is speaking Lucholechad Viechot. So that's what some say, in the name of the Gemara, maybe this is the mocker for that Rambam. That there's a new din of Baal Tosef on the Bezna God. If the Bezna says that this din derabbanon is a din deraisa, that that's a new din of Baal Tosef. That's why it's written in the singular. Written in the plural, lo sasifu, lo sigru, that goes on kol echad v'echad. It goes on every individual person. He shouldn't be moisid, he shouldn't be megareh. And the din of the Bezna shouldn't say that a din derabbanon is a din deraisa. A new din of Baal Tosef on the Bezna, that's because it appears in the singular. Right, that's what some say based on the group. So they say Rav Moshe didn't say that. He held that it's not right to say that because according to the Rambam, it's not Shashia. The Pashto said the Rambam only means if the Bezdin says like that. That guy makes a mistake and he says that's. Yeah, the Rambam holds. Okay. No, the Rambam didn't say Hidden Imuchal Mizumah. Yeah, Klaus didn't say. The Rambam seems to hold that as their Isa, right. But the shail is, if one would hold the Sphere Sahim of Izmanazan, the Magan Avram passed them. Sphere Sahim of Izmanazan is only the Rabbanon. So if you say, Hilin de Bukhurim Zim Lakai Mitzvah, Sphere Sahim of Kamashikos Batur, would that already be a violation of Baal Tosef? Because he makes a declaration of who is he? Balabos, Otigazot, the Rabbi, Otigazot. He's not representing the Bezin. And the Rambam says, if the Bezin takes a Din de Rabbanon, they try to lead the people on to believe that it's a Din de Raisa. That's a violation of Baal Tosef on the Bezin. That's a shame. That's on the Bezin, not a person says, a rabbi says. The Bezin makes a public pronouncement. That's when the Rambam sounds like him. That's what they say. Rav Moshe felt it's not proper to say that. It shouldn't say Kamosha Kosa Batera, because according to many poskim, Sphere Sam of Bizmanazen is only the Rabban. So again, so what does the Gemara say? This formula that Rav Loza says in the name of Rav Moshe, can only apply to tefillin, cannot apply to lulav because mimonim shech. If you should adopt the position of the chachamim that we pass on like the lulav, einam tzorech eged, the ha'iluchudikoy, the ha'iluchudikoy. Either that means like our Tosfos that there's no Baal Tosef derais, it's only Baal Tosef derabbanan. According to the other day, is in Tosfos and Sukkin and Eredin, what it means is there is Baal Tosef derais, but it's not a Tosef gareya, it's not migareya, it's not mikalkal the kiyam ha'mitzvah.
So the Gemara says, then there won't be a Zakamah. Mahai luchu dekoy, mahai luchu dekoy. I mean, he's sphere alone, and if you hold like Rav Yehuda, that lulav is tzarech eged, so when Lachatchili tied up the lulav, the dalad minin together with the fifth min, tied in, so that's not called bim hoisif goyreya. It was never good from day number one. It was mekul kol v'yoymet from the beginning. It's garua v'yoymet. It wasn't yesh bo nehoisif im hoisif goyreya. If and when you add on the fifth min, then you're megareya. No, if you're lulav tzarech eged, so it's garua v'yoymet from the very beginning, it's garua. So the Rambam understood the Gemara. No, Garua v'yayimin, you're not chayim nisim mitam zokem mamre. That's a simple reading in the Gemara. The Ravid is masik on the Rambam. He said, I don't think that's what it means in the Gemara. Garua v'yayimin just means the melitza, the exact description, the way Rabbi Loza heard it from his Rebbe Raboshia. So he said, that's only possible by tefillin. That you're wearing the tefillin, and the Zakamam comes up, he tells you to put a bayis chamishi, a fifth parsha on the outside, and by putting the fifth parsha, you passel it. So he says, this cannot happen by lulav, or by tzitzis, that it was kosher now, and then you add something on, it's going to passel it, mikam alabo, it can't be. Either it was there from the very beginning, so from the beginning it was no good. But to be chayim, mitam Zakamam, it will be chayim, even if it's gorovi, I mean, that's how the rabbi said. The rabbi thinks that Allah is like Rav Yehuda against Rav Meir. So he crosses out the whole 25 cases that the Rambam quoted, the whole Blat and Ayef Gemara. You shouldn't accept a very long rite, a gigantic rite. He crosses out the whole Gemara, because it's against Rav Yehuda, and he says, and this Gemara says, Eilon HaTfilin Bovat, nah, the Lashon that I heard from my Rebbe, Ha'isid Gareh, that's only by Tfilin. But who are Dinami? By Lulav and Tzitzis, it'll be the same thing. If you'll tie it together, if you hold Lulav Tzarecheget, if you're lulav ain't tzarecheged, so it's going to be high luchudikot. So either there won't be any balfeis, or there won't be any zaka mamre. But if you're lulav tzarecheged, then enachanav, you can be chayiv zaka mamre on a lulav. The fact that it's garua v'yomid, that's not a p'tur. He says, ma shomer b'gemara that it's garua v'yomid, v'amar k'dei lefotro aleyah. Ela navos, a gizok, she'en adayim ala tefillin, moysiv gareya, it's not exactly precisely the same as a tefillin. But it's not relevant, Allah. That's how they write it on the study. Then the Gemara goes weiter. What about tzitzis? The Gemara, we cut tzitzis. It's also, it's a mitzvah nechumish, unclear. Teresh Mapel tells you exactly how many strings. And then if you add on, it will be a violation of Baltaisif. And if you add on, it will be megareah. So the Gemara says, mimonavshach. There is a question where the kesher elyon is the raisa de rabbanon, the top kesher that holds the chutei tzitzis to the beged, the very first double knot that we make, right below the garment that holds the strings to the beged. So the Gemara raises the question, is that Kesher Elyon, is that the Raisa, or is that the Rabbana? So Rashi says, the Gemara is alluding to this, as if it appears somewhere else. Where does it appear? The Rashi writes, yeah, it's a machlokes in Menachos. So they give you even a daf. Tosfos on the top of the next daf says, there is no such machlokes. There was a hava mina in Menachos, and the maskana is that everybody holds Kesher Elyon as their Raisa. There's no machlokes about it. Rashi writes, kilo, it's a machlokes. The maskana is that everybody agrees that Kesher Elyon is their Raisa. Because the Gemara says if you put Chutei Tzemer, the Tchelis has to be Tzemer. If you put Chutei Tzemer of Tchelis in a beggar Shal Pishtun, it's going to be Shatnas. The Gemara says, why is it going to be Shatnas? If you hold Kesher Elyon is required, Kesher Elyon their Raisa is Likuva, so then it's going to be Shatnas. But if you just have to put in the Chutei and roll them around, wrap them around, they shouldn't fall out. So that's Eino Chibur. So there wouldn't be any Shatnas. So the Gemara says, Shmamin, everybody knows that Kalayim and Tzitzis is Esedechaloi says it. That's the whole mark of a Pelotar Kula. That there's an issue of Kalayim. So it's a Raya. The Gemara says that everybody holds the Kesher Elyon their eyes. That's the top places is alluding to that Gemara. So the Gemara here raises the issue. Whether you do the Kesher Elyon, of course you need Kesher Elyon. Gemara is toying with the Hava Mina in the Gemara Menal. Maybe you don't even need Kesher Elyon. So the Gemara says, what about tzitzis? It's Torah Shebichsav and it's Torah Shebalpeh, the Yesh Balahois, Mahosiv Gareya. And for the Gemara, no, it's not the same as tefillin. Why? My tefillin, what do you hold manushah? If you hold Kesher Elyon, love their Isa, so there's nothing that's mechaber anything together, it's Hailuch Udikoi, Hailuch Udikoi. Either it means the way Taisis and Adaf learns Hailuch Udikoi, there's no violation of Baltaisiv. Or the way Taisis and Sukkah writes, no, there is Baltaisiv their Isa. There is Baltais of Deraisa, but it won't be Chayim Mitam Zokamami because it's not in Hoysev Gareh. Alright. So the Gemara says, Harlech Udikois, it won't be Chayim. These Viral on the Kesher Elyon, the Araisa, and if you do need a Kesher Elyon, so then it will be Migareh, but then it's going to be Garua of the Yoimate. So Gerubi Yomei, that's the machloek, is the Rambam and the Rebbe. What does that mean? So the Rambam says Gerubi Yomei, then Yerat Chai Mitam Zok HaMamei. The only time the Zok HaMamei is Chai is if the Balabat were wearing kosher at tzitzis, and he told them to be Moisif, and by his Haisafah he was Mikal Kamikal Al-Habo. So here where he tells the Balabatim to make the tzitzis in such a way that from day number one the tzitzis was possible, so the Rambam learns Gerubi Yomei, you're not Chai Mitam Zok HaMamei. The Rebbe said, no, Gerubi Yomei, so it's not the exact same case that I heard from my Rebbe. But who are the Nami? Gerubi Yomei, also Chai Mitam Zok HaMamei. It's not this Gerubi Yomei, according to the Rebbe, it's not relevant to the Halacha. It's just relevant. Chai Ban Olam of Loshem Rabbi. He heard from his Rebbe, and Yesh Balahais Mahasif Migareya. So that's only by Tfilin. That Loshem Mahasif Migareya wouldn't apply to tzitzis. Pegmar Kashi, Yochi Tfilin Nami. So the same story by Tfilin. Just like he canceled that it's not gemolt, not by tzitzis, not by lulav. So one should say by tefillin as well. Dahainu, yavid abu abati. If he makes a bayish or rosh that all has four parshias in it, vaisi achrin avanach gabayu, and he adds on another parsha later on, it's not attached. So hailuchudikoy, vahailuchudikoy, whatever that means. According to our taisa, it means that there's only baltaisiv derabban, it's not baltaisiv deraisa, the fifth parsha, because it's not attached. And according to the taisa in sukkah, it means that there is baltaisiv deraisa, but it's not moisiv gare, it doesn't possible, because hailuchudikoy, it's not connected. And if the Zakamami tells him to make Melechat Chila Bayesh Arosh with five batim, says, Vaita Garubi Yamin. If you Garubi Yamin either means that you're not Chayim Tam Zakamami, according to the Rambam, according to the Ravid, I'm trying to figure out a case that I heard from my Rebbe. Dim Hosif Goreya Mikanal Abba. This is not Megareya Mikanal Abba. This was no good from the very beginning. So what's the case that he heard from his Rebbe? Well, what can it be the case by Tum? And for the Gemara, no. The Bala Batim are wearing a par. Batin, the Baal Batim wearing tefillin that have four parshas. And the Zok HaMamrei tells him they should put on a fifth parsha. And they should attach it on the outside of the tefillin. And when they attach it on the outside of the tefillin, then the Kanal Abo, the tefillin will be puzzled. Why mehechetes? I hailuchu dikoi. Hailuchu dikoi. What does it bother me? But he already had kosher at tefillin. Why does the puzzle? So the Gemara, Homer Abzeir, Rabbi Schitzin, Shadarena Savir, is puzzle. It puzzles because of that halacha l'moshe misina. By Schitzoin, the parsha that's supposed to be on this side or that side, if you have an extra something on the outside, so that puzzle, that's in a roya savir. Here's a big machlekes in Rishonim. What does it mean? What did you add on the outside? So the top Rashi writes, Mahosid Bais Chamishi O Dovaracher. If you added a fifth parsha or anything else, let's say a person has a pair of tefillin and he coats the tefillin with gold. So there's a brisa in Menachos, but the Gemara has a brisa Tzipon Zohov, or Shatal Aleim, or Behemoth Meir. Oh, I think we had it in Sanhedrin earlier. We're not just still give Hasmona. The Gemara quotes the same brisa. Tzipon Zohov, he coated them with gold. What do you mean he coated what with gold? So the Mordechai on that Gemara in Menachos has two pshatim. Tzipon the Parshios, yes, the Parshios of the Tefillin, and instead of making a bias, Shal Yad HaShorosh, from leather, he makes a bias from gold. So that's no good. Tzipon leparshios with zov means it makes a bias of zov teignish. The bias has to be made from leather. And the other Rishonim learn, no, tzipon lebatin. He has tefillin, kosher tefillin, with kosher abatin, with or behemoth Torah. And he coats the batin with zov. So tzipon lebatin is zov, that's possible. What's wrong with tzipon zov? What's wrong? Why is it possible? So the Rishonim will hold that pshat. They say, because bias chitzoin, sheneroyes avir, it's a chatzitzin. You're not supposed to have anything else on the outside. And the other Rishonim hold, no, there is no such din. By Schitzin, Sheni Reyes Avir is only to have an extra parsha that's mafsik between the parsha that's supposed to be on this side and this side. You have an extra parsha added on. But if you just have gold coating on the outside, that doesn't pass. That's the Shaila. Some Achrenim say, let's say if you have a Shalyad, the din of By Schitzin, Reyes Avir is both by Shalyad and Shalrosh. And many people put a cardboard box on top of the shalyad, so when you pull the sleeve over, it shouldn't rub off the corners. It shouldn't ruin the shalyad. So many poskim hold, even if it's loose, teignish, because by schitzer shenerayis avir. Others say, depends, if it's very tight and you can't get it off. So it's stuck on, the cardboard box is stuck on. So according to some Rishonim, teignish, that's by schitzer shenerayis avir, even though it's not a parsha, half the Rishonim say, even if it's tzipon zov, if you put gold on the outside, it passes. So some hold it's only possible. By schitzer shenerayis avir, only possible if you have an extra parsha on the outside. But those who hold tzipon lebatin with zohar, that even if you have a davar acher, like Rashi, tzipon with a davar acher, so that's a shayla over here. Some say, well, the cardboard is loose. If you move it up and down, so it's loose, so it's not called mechuber, so it doesn't pass. There's a different achrenim. Others are machmer b'shas brocha. You should take off the cardboard box b'shas brocha. And if they already said the brocha, there's no chash brocha l'matola, then you can put it on to protect the box. Others are machmer b'shas kriya shman shman esri, you shouldn't have on the cardboard box. You'll be machmer, then you ruin your shalyan. You ruin it, you're going to start taking it off and putting it on, and I got some mice. So the end result will be that you ruin the whole shalyan. So that's why most people are not looking for chumis in our generation. Anyway, but that's the Gemara's maskon. Bais chitz and shenei bais avir is possible. Why is what? How can it be Kores? He wears it on Shabbos. And what's the Kores? Chitzor. If Shabbos, if it's a mitzvah to wear the tefillin, then it's not called Hoytzor. And if it's not a mitzvah to wear the tefillin, then it is Hoytzor. I think the Gemara says in Erevin that even if Shabbos loves my tefillin, still it's a derech tachshis. If it'll be a puzzle, a pair of tefillin. Yeah. If I sell a puzzle, a pair of tefillin, and I charge $1,000, so it's really, it's not shavah puta, it's not worth anything. The guy only needs it as tefillin for the mitzvah. I sell him, the Zalka Mama says the tefillin should be like this. Shouldn't be like this, it should be like this. So the Zalka Mama holds that this is kosher tefillin, so it's worth $1,000. Doesn't say it's possible a tefillin, it's not worth a penny. So if the merchant who sells a tefillin has the money, then it's Mekadosh Arisha, so it'll be Mekadosh Begezel. Whereas according to the Zalka Mama, it won't be. Why didn't the Gemara say that there's, why didn't the Rambam quote that there's, you can have Kores over here also? I don't know, you can have Kores on any case in the world. I don't know, that's the good discussion. I don't know. Here, right on this Gemara, and the Gemara, when the Gemara says if tzitzis, if he adds on to the tzitzis, melech atchila, if you all kesher elyon deraisa, so the Gemara says on the top line, goruah v'yoymedu. So tuk shanish from the very beginning. So we had the machlekes, the Raman. The Rambam says, goruah v'yoymedu, so you're not chayim times of the mamma. The Rambam says, no, why are you not chayim times of the mamma? That's not what I heard from my Rebbe. My Rebbe was speaking about, I'm trying to figure out what case did I hear from the Rebbe. But elachanami, it doesn't affect, goruah v'yoymedu, it doesn't affect the din of the mamma. But our kolponim, the Gemara says that if something is, if you have an extra tzitzis in, it passels. Passels what? What's wrong over here? What does it mean over here? So this is a big machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchas Tzitzis, and the Ravid repeats part of it here in Hilchas Mamam again. The Rambam has a Gemara in Menachos in the sugya of Perek HaTchelis that talks about tzitzis. Hitele Motelis. Fellow has a talis that has tzitzis in all four corners. Then he buys string and he doesn't remove the old tzitzis. He leaves all the four tzitzis in all the four corners, then he puts another tzitz in every corner. So he has two tzitziot in every one of the four corners. He has eight tzitzis in the garment. So the Rambam understood in the Gemara that it makes a difference what his intention was. If he intended to remove the old ones, well, he has old tzitzis, they're all worn out, and he's putting on new ones. And he plans to remove the old ones. So fine, so he didn't intend to do baltosis. But the Rambam learns in the Gemara, what if he intended he's going to wear the tzitzis like that with two tzitzis in every corner? Latest thing, Kabbalah, whatever. He's going to wear with two tzitzis in each corner. So the Rambam learns in the Gemara, it's Garua V'yoymed, since it's everything is mechuba to the beggar, even though they're not mechuba to each other. The two tzitziot in each corner are not tied to each other. They both come out of the same hole, the same neck is in the corner. So the Rambam says everything is tied in the beggar, so it's Garua V'yoymed, it's a mechusif gareya. Since you need kesher elyon deraisa, the whole tzitzis is no good. And then whether you cut off the first pair, the first four that were there originally, or you cut off the last four that you added on later, toik shenish, the tzitzis is possibly on the void, you got to take off all the eight tzitzios, and then make up your mind which ones do you want to put back on. But as it stands now, the whole thing is possible, because im hoisiv gareya, it's not hailuchudikoy, he added it on intending to be moisiv. He planned to wear the tzitzis like that, hit them on the talus with his kavan ha'isiv. So the whole tzitzis, the whole beggar is puzzled the way it stands now. And if you'll remove either the first four, the last four is going to be tasad by menasa, that is tayyid. It'll absolutely be no good. The Raivad is Masig. He says, where does it say in the Gemara that if you have 8 tzitzios tied onto the same beggar, 2 in every corner, that's in Hoysev Gareya? He says, no, the Gemara means a different thing. Instead of having 4 long strings and you fold them over and you make 8 and you tie them all together, the guy put in 5 long strings, or 20 long strings, and he folded them over and he made 40 long strings. So then he has extra strings when he makes the Kesher. The Kesher is supposed to be 4 strings against 4 strings. That's our practice. We take 4 and cross them again, make a double knot. Kesher, Agabi Kesher, we make a few double knots. So we always make the double knot 4 against 4. Other Rishonim didn't make like that. They made 1 against 7. It doesn't make a difference. When you make 1 against 7, you make 4 against 4. The Negeta, this makes a difference, but it doesn't make a difference for this Raivad. So the Raivad Mara says, my Kosover, if Lulavena Tzorcheget, Sahar Lichudikoi, Bahar Lichudikoi, either it's only Baltasif in the Rabbana, or maybe it's Baltasif the Raivad, but it's not Moshe Garea. The Isfir Ulam, Lulav Tzorcheget, Garua V'yamim. What kind of Garua V'yamim? Why is it Garua V'yamim? What's wrong? Because you violated Baltasif the Raivad's Garua V'yamim. So the Raivad says, no, Chatzitze in the Eged. The din requires you have to have an egged around the lulav of the hadasim and the arovis, and if you have something else stuck in the middle, it's going to be, if it's in a noifan on chatzitz, it may well be. Be that you added something else in a way that is not a chatzitza. But if you added a nin chamishi that won't be that you added something else in a way that is not a chatzitza. But if you added a nin chamishi that doesn't belong there, and it constitutes a chatzitza in between the eged and the minim that do belong, so then your eged teignish. The eged is chosef. Just like he learns pshat in the kesher, that if your kesher elyon is the raisa, there's a chatzitza between the kesher and the chutim that are supposed to be there. What's the chatzitza, the chutim that don't belong there? That's a chatzitza that passes. Here by the lulav, he claims that the extra min that doesn't belong passes mitam chatzitza. And the Rambam does not learn like that. The Rambam hilchos tzitzis learns up a ganzer gemara. No, since this is tied onto the beggar, that's tied onto the beggar, so they're connected with each other. So that's hoysif gareya. If the hoysafa is connected with the ikar mitzvah, so that passes up the whole mitzvah. Doesn't have to be with a chatzitza. The Gemara has in some places, the Gemara says, many places the Gemara says, to figure out. The Achronim worked very hard to determine when you say, when is Mimimina Enechaitz. Okay, maybe we'll stop it. And this week's Sedra, we have the famous Pasuk, that you have to perform the Bris Milah, Bayamashmini Imo Psara Olosai. So the Gemara says that this Pasuk, what is the need for the Pasuk? It says already in Parshas Lech Lecha, that you have to do a bismillah by Yom HaShmini. So Gemara says, Masech HaShabbos, this pasuk tells you the din that milah bisman is Dech HaShabbos, that it's the Afilu B'Shabbos. So Taisus and all the Rishonim ask Akasha in the beginning of Megillah and another Masechtus, just like we don't permit Netilas Lulav on Shabbos and Tkiyah Shofar on Shabbos,
in Mikra Megillah on Shabbos, Gzeri Shama Yavaret Adalad Amis B'Shusar, I'm afraid you may forget and carry. So why don't you say the same by Mila? We shouldn't permit the Bris Mila B'Shabbos, even if it's a Mila B'Zmana. Gzeri Shama Yavaret, the person may forget and carry the knife, or carry the baby, whatever it is. So there are many, many terutzim. The Miri lists off 6 terutzim. That's one of the terutzim. Right? So Rav Soloveitchik used to have his favorite teretz. That's highly questionable. He used to say like this, Netilas lulav is nishke malacha. Tkia shofar is nishke malacha. Mikra Megillah is not a malacha. So they made a concern, Gzeresh yemei avirenu, Dalaram is b'shus harabim, so they declared that Netilas lulav is a violation of Hoytzoah. And Mikra Megillah is a violation of Hoytzoah. And what else? And Tkia shofar, Gzeresh yemei avirenu, Dalaram is, we considered as if he did Hoytzoah. And there's no heter to do a malacha. But he said, Mila is the anyway a malacha. Mila is a malacha. Mila is only mut if it's Mila bizmana. It's a gzeres akasa, that Mila bizmana, despite the fact that it's a malacha. So it's a doicha Shabbos. So what are you going to, mayita na mayesa, what's going to make it worse? If you're going to say gzeres shama everena, so we declare that performing Mila is an act of a malacha. It's a malacha deraisa anyway. It's a malacha deraisa. Whatever the malacha is, a discussion there. A malacha deraisa anyway, and it's still mutter. If it's a meal of his mana, still mutter. So it doesn't make it any worse if you're going to say Gzeir Shambereno. I don't think any of the Rishonim say that, Teres. The Rishonim all work, you see, when we learned Masech HaShabbos, we were working with a premise that was against Rav Soloveitchik. We were working with the assumption that there are Gzeir is the Rabbanon. Keneged Dava Mufurish Batar. What are you going to do with the Pasuk by Yom HaShmini? The whole purpose of the Pasuk is to tell you that it's Dech HaShabbos. So we don't allow you to make Gzeir the Rabbanon on that. That you shouldn't blow shofar on Shabbos. That doesn't say mefurish and the chumash, that you have to, it's self understood that you blow shofar 7 days a week whenever Rosh Hashanah falls out. But it's not mefurish bikrua. So they have authority to make a gzera derabanan on not to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shcholis b'Shabbos. It's not a davar mefurish bikrua. But over here by Mila, many Rishonim hold the does say it's a davar mefurish bikrua, and they can't make a din derabanan. It's not going to be mishtalev with the Torah shebichzav.
Why don't you say Shem Yavirenu on Matzah?